Femininity. What has happened to femininity? Can you remember way back when young ladies looked and acted like young ladies? When mother and daughter went to buy clothes, it was lace and frills with which they returned home. When dad would sit and admire the young daughter, who in a very graceful manner would turn for him to admire the beautiful apparel that she so proudly wore. When dad, with fond memories of days gone by, would comment on how much she reminded him of her mother back in their courting days. Can you remember when baby dolls and tea sets played a big part in the lives of young girls, as well as sewing machines and toy stoves for make-believe sewing, baking, and cooking? Contrast the above with what is bought and worn by the vast majority of young ladies today. Or should I say, our wish-I-was-a-boy young ladies. Boyish jeans, boyish shirts, boyish shoes, and all are made to look like they need ironing, except the shoes, of course. Why was there the switch from sewing machines and cooking utensils to baseball gloves and the like? How did it happen? When did it happen? These are some of the questions this pamphlet will attempt to address. The loss of the dignity in being a woman. There are many factors that over the years have contributed to the masculinization of our women, both young and old alike. Let us focus on what is most responsible for this horrible flight from that wonderful gift bestowed on women called femininity. A gift given by none other than God Himself. Women have gradually been led to the belief that being feminine is in some way less than that of being masculine. This warped notion has been so skillfully promoted that the vast majority have accepted the belief that femininity is degrading to a woman. Can you believe this? How can they promote women and at the same time despise femininity? The two cannot be separated, at least not without doing damage to her emotional stability. But if you stop and think, this is exactly what has happened. Why? Recently, I had the opportunity to watch, for a moment, a cartoon video of some superwoman character. Being a person who rarely watches TV, I'm not familiar with what is going on with the newer cartoons. I watched this very sexy young lady as she fought off bad men and helped the good guys save the day. The whole plot was to show the woman as one that everyone else has to look for to help. She is the Superman of today. As I walked away, I thought to myself, this type of life is far more exciting than that of a wife and mother who stays home, cleans house, and takes care of children. I told my wife later, this worldly society does not miss a trick. They are using cartoons to discourage our little girls from being mothers and wives. Parents are spending their hard-earned money for videos that glorify rough, tough, in-your-face girls who are able to fight the strongest and meanest of men. Is any wonder why we have so many divorces today? What man in his right mind wants to stay with a wife who can out-talk, out-smart, and out-fight him? What man wants a wife who has no need of a husband, who will care and love her? Sad to say, this secular society has pitted men and women against each other. Realization. Many of these in-your-face women are coming to the realization that this, I'm a better man than the man mentality, might be all right in cartoons, but in real life is disastrous. Just as the male's fantasy of the playboy who loves them and leaves them is much more appealing to young men than that of the man who works all day and goes home to a wife and family, so too these assertive independent women are climbing their own fictitious ladders of success. Dreams of exhilarating lifestyles and careers end in nightmares of misery and fear. Both men and women are suffering from this secular and in many ways evil trend. Dangers in athletics. How many Catholics put their girls into sports that traditionally were reserved for boys alone and are unaware of the dangers in it? What has happened to common sense? That is not to say that girls playing traditional boy sports is sinful, not at all. It is just that these things go against all that common sense dictates. What loving Catholic parent really intends to form their little daughter into a rough, tough, masculine young woman, especially in today's society with its demasculinization of boys and men? It was hard enough for men to leave their homes when couples at least tried to live according to the Holy Scripture and Catholic tradition. Now, with the rise of this anti-feminine movement, i.e. the desire to make masculinity the norm, it will make it almost impossible for the average family to succeed. Christ cannot reign in homes where peace and harmony are absent. Christianity is a way of life, a life that can be lived only by those who practice basic Christian principles. What we are fast moving toward is society that has lost many of its Christian principles, yet wants to retain the title of Christian. We have created a new trinity, God the baseball, God the basketball, and God the football. This new God is worshipped and glorified to such an extent that it has almost totally replaced our Christian faith. It would be unthinkable to our modern society to expect people to practice their Christian faith to the extent they require their children to practice sports. Athletics is pushed and encouraged. Christianity is minimized and excused away. The home. How often have we heard these statements? It is boring for a young woman to stay home with nothing to do. Or, I would go crazy just sitting around the house doing nothing. These are true statements, and in many instances are the direct results of young girls being pushed into organized sports. Many of these children cannot sit still for 15 minutes. They have become human jumping beans. It seems they have to be active to avoid being miserable. In many instances, they have been told what to do and when to do it. This is the danger of organized programs. They tend to teach young people to react to instruction. If no one is there to tell them what to do, just turn on the TV and watch someone else doing something. Our young ladies have lost the ability to occupy themselves, or in some cases, have never learned how to occupy themselves. However, when that organized program is a sport program, you end up with a young lady who is not only unable to occupy herself without outside help, but she becomes rough, tough, aggressive, in-your-face gal who is miserable unless there is someone out there who can give her something to do. Many of our church leaders wonder why there are so many divorces as they go to the games and cheer the girls on to victory. It seems as though they are completely unaware of the long-term consequences of this untraditional change in lifestyle. Understand, I'm not against young girls playing baseball or basketball and the likes in PE, classes, and family recreation. It is organized programs being talked about here. Contrast the above with a young lady who was brought up with a feminine touch. She has been taught to sew, cook, bake, garden, play the piano, and many other useful things that will serve her well as a wife and mother. Her disposition is kind and mannerly. The smile on her face makes being with her a joy. The concern she has for others was instilled in her, not from a textbook, but rather from her own mother's example. Yes, example is the best teacher, and her good mother taught her well. She believes that this lifestyle is the best because she sees the happiness of her own mother, and she wants what she sees. Truly Christian mothers have an aura about them that exemplifies peace, love, and kindness. They have a disposition that makes one feel of value when in their company. Oh, they have their faults and bad days also, but this human side is far overshadowed by the supernatural side that reveals itself throughout the days of her life, a life dedicated to service. In conclusion, I would ask that we start thinking a little more. Thinking is an art that is not often used, and when a great ability is not used, it is usually lost. It is a great tragedy that so many of our good people have lost their use of reason due to a lack of proper thinking. We are fast becoming a society of robots, i.e., we react when someone pushes our buttons. So I ask you to think, do you believe that a woman is a second-rate person who has to act like, work like, dress like, and associate with men to have dignity? The so-called broad-minded. Often I will ask a broad-minded woman this question. How would you react to your husband if he wore a dress, a modest one, of course, to go shopping with you? It seems they are not quite that broad-minded. I never had a woman say it would be okay with her, so I guess what is good for the goose is not good for the gander these days.